It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Godin. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. Just a reminder to you guys out there that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder programs and listen 24/7. Any day of the week. So, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Toby Mack and Zach Williams, and it's a song called Cornerstone.
You ready, man?
Okay.
Yeah, looking out my window, feeling the crescendo, sunset on a quiet sea. Sitting with the ones that I'll forever love, we're waiting on a flash of green. And even when the nights got cold, you have always held me close. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. You're the only one for me. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Seasons come and seasons go. They take me high, then leave me low. But I'm still standing on. In the hounds of shame, trying to turn the hands back on a troubling past. Every move I make's in vain. But even in the shifting winds, you are who you've always been. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on. Through it all, you remain. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. This whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long.
There is only one solid rock. There is only one cornerstone on which we can build our life upon. He is Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who can strengthen us, who can make us new, who gives us hope for all eternity. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Cade Thompson. Song called Empty Room.
From the moment we first met, God, you meet me where I am. You love to fill the emptiness and make this space a holy place with you. But a stage in lights is never what you had in mind. You only want this heart of mine close to you. Just me, just you, this empty room. I try to overcomplicate it, like I've got something. Just me, just you, this empty room.
Song by Cade Thompson, a song called Empty Room that reminds us, you know, that throughout the week, you know, we need to take that time to step into to the empty room, the four walls, and just step into the place of Holy of Holies, to repent of our sin and truly step in to a time of worship with Him each day. Spend that quality time with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you see, and then when we go on Sunday to church or Saturday night to church, you know, it's about just worshiping corporately, going and building each other up in Christ as brothers and sisters, so that we can go back into the world, so that we can share His hope and His message with the people that surrounds us. Right now we got one by Colton Dixon, a song called Canvas.
I'm only been waiting for you to write the story. Empty stages, I'm just the instrument in your hands. You're the one performing, so have your way put on the show. 'Cause I'm worth nothing on my own. You turn a melody into a symphony. The painter and I will be your canvas. You'll make a masterpiece out of the mess of me. You're the creator and I will be your canvas. Now a flower, I was only just a seed you planted and watered in the garden. You give me life, you give me hope. You're all I need and nothing more. I'm just a vessel, you are the source. You turn a melody into a symphony. The pain.
As we remember that Jesus is the source of life, that he is our strength, that he anoints us with the Holy Spirit when we call upon his name to be saved, that we then become the canvas, the vessel to go into this world, being empowered through the Holy Spirit to share the message and hope of Jesus with the people that surrounds us. And because we can serve him in this fashion, we can truly raise a hallelujah because of who he is and what he has done in our life. Leads us into our next song. It's by Bethel Music. It's a song called Raise a Hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight.
today, if you have been made new in Jesus' name, you see, we can truly celebrate. We can raise a hallelujah because we are found and redeemed. You see, there is only one King of Glory that brings salvation, only one that gives freedom from sin and death. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Acts 4:12 tells us there is salvation in no one else. God has given us no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. You see, the one true God tells us there is no other name under heaven that you can be saved by. It is Jesus alone. In John 14:6, Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to come to the Father. And he is the only way we can come into the kingdom of heaven to be in his dwelling place. You see, Jesus is the only way we can be found and redeemed. And I hope today that you are having that close walk with Christ Jesus today. And that you spend time with him each day. That you take that time and set it aside and truly repent of your sin so that you can truly step into the place of Holy of Holies in that time of worship with him, where your spirit meets the Spirit of God, so that you can know more of the heart of God and to dig into his holy and living word so that he can feed you, so that you have his words upon your heart, within your soul, upon your mind, upon your tongue, ready to speak his words at any time because of what Jesus has done in your life. If you are found and redeemed, your desire should be to share that with the world, to share that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Life Worship. It's a song called Found and Redeemed. There is only one by which we can be saved. He is Jesus.
There's one name that conquers every fear. There's one name that makes the blind eyes see and deaf ears hear. Praise be the name of Jesus. Praise be the name of Jesus. There's one name that makes the devil tremble. There's one name with power, he's the King of earth and heaven. Praise be the name of Jesus. Praise be the name of Jesus. We are found and redeemed, now walking free in your name, in your name. Now walking free in your name,
when you are found and redeemed, you see, you will never feel love like this love that comes from the Father. Because it's a holy love that comes from the Father. Deuteronomy 33:3 says, "Indeed, he loves his people. All his holy ones are in his hands. They follow in his steps and accept his teaching." You see, the love that he fills us with is a holy love. And as he fills us with the Holy Spirit, his love flows within us then. And if we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you see, we should have a desire to follow in his steps, to accept his teaching so we can, well, so that we can live a life of obedience to the Father through Christ Jesus. Ephesians tells us to follow his example in everything we do, to allow our walk with him to grow deeper and stronger. And in Colossians 2, it tells us just as we accept Christ Jesus as our Lord, you must live in obedience to him, to let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. So dig into his holy and living word and look forward to the hope that awaits you. Romans 5:5 tells us this, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, well, you see, our hearts are filled with his love. A love that's so holy that it changes the way we think and the way we treat others. And as we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us, but to not only fill us, but to flow from us, it's then that we can be that vessel to share his love, to be his hands and feet, to share the love so holy that fills you by allowing Jesus to be our example. How do we allow Jesus to be our example? It's allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. It's digging into his holy and living word so that we know the heart of God. So that as the Spirit guides us, he guides us in the truth that comes forth from God's word. So that we can understand more of the heart of God. So that we can live out our life for him. Allowing Jesus to be our example in this life. So don't be afraid to share the hope of Jesus with the people that surround you. That's what we're called to do. We're called to live, first of all, in obedience to him. And to live in obedience to him is to, well, to do his will each and every day of our life. To be in tune with the Holy Spirit so that we can do his will. To do what he calls us to do in that day. And that could be anything that is a representation of Jesus. It might be just a small gesture as far as handshake, opening a door, helping somebody load groceries, or giving your neighbor a helping hand, or maybe truly just praying with someone or just listening to someone, and maybe even sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with them if they have never heard or have never understood, so that they would experience the love of the Father that's so holy. It leads us in our next song. It's by Kevin Weinbarger. And it's a song called "Love So Holy."
There's no distance between your heart and mine. You're never disengaged. You embrace me every moment, and that'll never change. There's no distance between your heart and mine. There's no striving in this love divine. Ooh, ooh, just to be with you and have you hold me. Ooh, ooh, just to be with you and have you hold me. Love so holy. With your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, you love me completely. All I have to do is just receive.
You can lay all your burdens down. Take it to the cross, take it to the Savior. Lay it at the feet of the mercy giver. Take it to the one who can wash your sins away. There's healing in his holy name. Call me the one who can break your chains. If you got pain, if you feel lost, if you want that burden off, take it to the cross. The God who knows your name, the one.
when we lay it all at the feet of Jesus Christ, when we ask and repent of our sin and ask Him to come into our life, well, His word tells us that we will be found. We will be found in Him because we will be His child forever. My hope today is that you're having that walk with Jesus, that you are a child of God, that you have been found and set free. Leads us in our next song. It's by Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury. It's a song called You Will Be Found.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong, can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found. Yeah, you will be found. Mm-hmm. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. Every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh, and if you only say the word,
oh,
from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around,
look around,
you will be found.
You will be found.
You will be found.
Yeah,
yeah.
Out of the shadow,
out of the shadow. When you need a friend to carry you,
and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. So when the sun comes streaming in,
you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you'll only look around,
you will be found.
So take Him at His word. And know that you will have a friend that will never leave you nor forsake you. Just cry out to Him, and He will be there. Leads us into our next song. It's by Cody Carnes. A song called, Take You at Your Word.
The lamp unto my
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, Brandon Lake, Gratitude.
Gratitude. all my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hand and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
if we fail, somehow you won't be enough. But your mercy is an ocean deep, your grace is washing over me. Your love is like a wildfire chasing after me. Your mercy is an ocean deep, your grace is
final stand. Gonna sing this song to my final breath. Let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain. When I see that smile on my Savior's face, I won't be walking, I'll be running home. He called my name, yeah, and he stole my shame. Everything changed when I came running home. Out of the door, into his arms. No more running away, I'm running home. Everything changed when I came running home.
Bit of Cochran and Company, song called Running Home, song that reminds us that when we come running to Jesus, our life changes. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to WPXE 104.1 FM, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I'm going to give you a song by Consumed by Fire, a song called First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's the prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing. Kingdom's all I wanna see.
So when we keep Christ Jesus first in our life, well, we know that there's going to be mountaintops and there's going to be valleys. There's different seasons in our life. So have you ever thought of trouble that comes your way as an opportunity for joy? James 1, 2 through 4 speaks of how trials can, well, allow our faith to grow through endurance. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when trials of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." You see, it's through the trials of life that our endurance grows. Because we draw closer to Him. And we want to have that closer walk with Him. We want to experience His strength carrying us through. 1 Peter 1, 7 says, "These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." You see, if we never experience rain in our lives, how would our faith grow? How would our trust grow deeper? Would you ever want to draw close to Christ, to praise Him for His mighty works? You may never experience the strength that comes from the Lord. So as much as we don't like trial and tribulation and rain in our lives, as much as we love the mountaintops, we need both to experience who God really is, so we can have that closer walk with Him. And as our faith is tested, it's about truly opening our lives to Jesus, so that whenever the trials of life test us, test our faith, we draw closer to Him. We dig into His holy and living Word so that He can speak truth and life and into our hearts and our minds and our souls, so that He can bring peace to us to carry us through. And as our faith grows, our trust grows deeper and deeper. And with all that growing deeper, so does our walk grow deeper with Christ Jesus then. So that when we hit the mountaintops, we can truly rejoice because He is all power. He is the one true living God who will never leave us nor forsake us. So that whenever we come into the valleys of life, so that when we come into the trials of life, we can consider it an opportunity for great joy, because it's there that we will grow closer to Him. It's there that we can truly give Him glory and worship Him in His holy splendor because of who He is. Because He never changes. He never grows weary. He never grows tired. And even though we're going through rain and trials in our life, He gives us that strength to push forward so that we can truly serve and love Him better. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Jeremy Camp, and it's a song called "No Rain." So the next time you have trial in your life, think about it as, well, joy coming your way.
Always running, always hiding from the heartache. Don't wanna face it, look for a way out. Try to hold it all together so it don't break. But if I'm honest, some of the hardest things in life brought me closest to you. And walking through the fire made these eyes brand new. To grow if there ain't no rain, there ain't no rain. How am I gonna
me than kneeling on a cold floor. It's when I let go, I find the breakthrough. It's a cleansing for my spirit when the rain pours. Yeah, if I'm honest, some of the hardest things in life brought me closest to you. And walking through the fire.
So when you hit the valleys, the trials of life, lean on his everlasting arms, the everlasting arms of Jesus, and trust him more. Remember what Isaiah 40:28 says. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. So allow the one who never grows weak or weary, to carry you through. Allow his strength to hold you up so your walk with him becomes greater and stronger, so you continue to live for him and to do his will, even in the worst of times, even in the trials of life. Galatians 6:8 says, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So through the trials, allow yourself to grow in your relationship with Jesus so that you can live to please the Spirit of God. And you will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit, because it's there that you will desire to live for Jesus, to love for Jesus, to share his message with the world, to share that he is not only a God of love, but of justice. And he gives all of us free will to come unto him and receive his saving grace, or to harden your heart and walk away. But know the consequences if you walk away, because it's an everlasting torment for all eternity in a place called hell. But when we are found in him, well, we will be with the Father and the Son for all eternity in heaven, where there be no pain, no sorrow, no sickness. But we will be with the light of the world. Lean upon Jesus in the trials of life and experience how your faith and your trust can grow deeper. leads us into our next song. It's by Christy Knuckles, a song called Lean on You, Jesus.
I saw mercy, mercy seated where the judge should be, was guilty, guilty and getting out of jail free. I could be, I didn't get the life I deserved, and the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be if it wasn't for the love of God?
If it wasn't for the love of God.
Oh yeah, this song of victory is now mine to sing. Hallelujah for the love of God has set me free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the love of God.
To a field of green, started breathing. When heaven's favor took a hold of me, how could it be I'm living with an infinite worth? And the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, oh, I'm caught up in wonder again.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Mosaic MSC. It's a song called, This Is How I Thank the Lord.
I don't have enough words. I'll never never live enough lifetimes to fully know your worth, to know all that you deserve. All of my deceptions, all of my duplicity. Now there is no record. You assume the best of me. And this is why I thank the Lord for saving me when I was weak. So I will sing. This is why I thank the Lord for everything. And this is why I thank the Lord. All of my affection, everything I have to give, the sum of my attention is measured in the praise I lift. So this is how I thank the Lord for saving me when I was weak. So I will sing. This is how I thank the Lord for everything. This is how I thank the Lord. And this is how I thank the Lord for loving me and keeping me. So I will sing. This is how I thank.
bit of Ann Wilson there for you. A song called Devil. Right now, we got one by John Reddick. I Believe.
Not just a story, it's a living, breathing, walking testimony of a God so good he'd leave his home in glory for the world he loved, for the world that he so loved. It's not just a story.
My hope is that you believe the life of Jesus, that God came in the flesh, that he laid his life upon the cross and he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin, that he was buried for 3 days and rose from the grave conquering sin and death. And because he conquered sin and death, we now can have new life through Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. Because in him, that's where you find freedom from sin and death. Because we have victory only in Jesus Christ. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Josh Baldwin. And it's a song called, There Is Freedom.
When I'm walking through the valley
Your presence is around me, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. And the fear that was my prison is no longer where I'm living, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. And there's no place I go that He is not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness, 'cause we believe it. Every stronghold has to break the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Oh. When the ground below shaken, my joy cannot be taken, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. So I'm looking to Jesus through a veil that's torn to pieces, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. No, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness, 'cause we believe it. And every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So watch the lions break off, watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God see. Hear the heavenly roar of every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God see. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God see. And hear the heavenly roar of every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God say. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, oh, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness, 'cause we believe it. Every stronghold has to break at the name of Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. Oh, there is freedom. There is freedom.
So when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, when we have that personal walk with Jesus and He fills us with the Holy Spirit, it's then that we will experience His freedom. And sometimes in our walk with Christ, you know, it's not always about talking with the Lord, but sometimes we need to just stop and listen. Sometimes in our lives, we need to just to seek Him, to draw close to Him, and to feel His closeness, to know His presence is close, and to have, well, to have the favor of God guiding us. But to hear Him, to step into His presence, we just need to be still and know that He is God. So when was the last time that you actually quieted yourself before the Lord in prayer and didn't talk, but listened? And truly, to truly seek His face and to know His will in your life, allowing Him to speak to your heart, your soul, and your mind. to just listen and know that he is all power, that he is our provider, that he is our healer, that he is Lord God Almighty, the creator and sustainer. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." In Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust the Lord by putting him first. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." So putting him first means to trust him with all our heart. And a lot of times in our humanness, we want to depend on our own understanding. We want to depend on what we think. But the bottom line is, if we put Christ Jesus first in our life, well, it's then that we desire to allow him to show us the path that we should take, to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts so that he can guide us and direct us, so that we walk in the path of righteousness that leads to him. You see, when we seek his will, well, he will empower us and show us the path of righteousness that leads to him. You see, he will be our example of how we should live. So do as Proverbs 3:5 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't depend on your own understanding, but depend on his strength. Depend on his witness, or his wisdom. And allow the Holy Spirit to guide your life. John 7:18 says, "Those who speak for themselves want glory only for themselves. But a person who seeks to honor the one who sent him speaks truth, not lies." So if your desire is to truly live a life to bring him glory, well, then you're going to humble yourself before the Lord. And as you seek to honor him and you speak for the Lord, you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you so that you can speak his truth, so that you can share his message and share who Jesus is. You're going to allow Jesus to be your example in how you live your life. So do you seek to honor the Lord? Do you take time to be still in his presence and worship him and allow him to speak to your heart? Only you can answer that question today. But know this, to truly know the path he wants to take you down, sometimes we need to be still and listen, instead of just praying words about, you know, our desires or this and that. Prayer is not about our desires, but it's about what God's desire is for our life. And then to seek his face so that he can speak to our heart and our soul and our mind so that we can live that out by allowing him to guide us through the Holy Spirit. It's all about spending time with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Fike. It's a song called "Be Still."
How do I trust your heart? How do I trust your heart? For I know you're good, but safe I'm sure you're not. How do I hear your voice? How do I hear your voice? When the distracting me from my Lord, I will be
So, the question I have for you today is Jesus the guiding light of your life? Is Jesus Lord of your life? Have you been cleansed and made whole in Jesus' name? You see, Jesus is the only one who can forgive you and give you new life. So I want you to think about what Romans 6:23 says. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, if we continue to harden our heart against God, what we're doing is we're saying you're okay, that the wages of sin is death. But if you open your heart, open your life to Jesus, and ask him to cleanse you and make you whole, well, his word tells us that the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. He will heal you. He will make you whole. You see, it's about receiving the free gift of salvation by believing that Jesus paid it all on the cross, that his blood paid the price so your sin could be forgiven, and that he rose from the grave so that you could be healed and made whole. receiving that freedom from sin and death. Ask Him to be your life, to be Lord and Savior of your life, and experience how the one true God can change your life forever. In Psalms 32:8, it says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." You see, when He gives us new life, His promise is that He will guide you along the best pathway of your life. Seek His will in your life. Seek His face in your life. Live that life of obedience to Him. How do we live that life of obedience? Dig into His holy and living word so that you can experience His truth flowing within your soul so that you can live that out. He says that I will advise you and watch over you. He anoints you with the Holy Spirit so that He can guide you, so that He can watch over you as far as how you live your life. So whenever the Holy Spirit knows you're going to do something wrong, He'll nudge you so that He can guide you in the path of righteousness so that you can see the way out of that temptation. We need to remember what Colossians 2:6 says. Because after we have Him as Lord and Savior of our life, we need to remember, it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him." You see, it's not about just saying the words asking Jesus into your life, but you have to continue to follow Him. You see, that's just the beginning of your relationship with the one true living God through Jesus Christ. It's by asking, believing that Jesus paid it all, that He rose from the grave, and asking Him to forgive you of your sin, and then acknowledging and confessing that He is your Lord and Savior, not only in that moment, but for the rest of your life. To be a follower of Jesus, you see, it's to take up your cross daily, and it's to leave your old life behind and focus on your new life in Him. Because you see, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, He changes your life. And so you don't want to live in that darkness anymore. You want to live in the light that leads to Him. You want to be a representative for Jesus Christ. So to be that representative for Christ Jesus, we need to know His word, to allow His truth to impact our heart and our soul and our mind. So you see, it's not just reading parts of the Bible that we agree with, but it's about reading the whole thing and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak truth and life into us so that we can go and live that out in this world that's so full of sin. Leads us in our next song. It's a song by Matt Maher, and it's a song called "Lord of My Life." Will you allow Him to be Lord of your life today? I hope that you can say yes to that.
A sky without a north star, a ship without an caught up in the current, my heart is prone to wander. All the roads I've taken lead me back to nowhere. And you're the destination, and you're the way to get there. You can have it all. Be the song I sing. Oh,
Jesus' name, then proclaim to the world that he is Lord of your life. Just a reminder that not only can you listen to us on the radio on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder programs and listen 24/7, any day of the week. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell, live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.